World leaders are paying tribute to Kofi Annan, the first Black African to serve as Secretary General of the United Nations. Annan died today in Switzerland following a brief illness. He was 80 years old. Annan's home country of Ghana is observing a national week of mourning. NPR's Afabia Quistarkton joins us from the Ghanaian capital, Accra. Afabia, what is the mood like in Ghana after the news of Kofi Annan's death?
Well, whilst mourning the passing of Kofi Annan, Ghanaians are also celebrating his grace, his humour, his courtesy, his dignity, his pride at being a Ghanaian and an African and a global personality, and of course a global citizen. Many Ghanaians are saying he was such a gentleman. He promoted peace and justice and dignity. He made us, the Ghanaians, proud. And as you've said, Ghana's President Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo has called him a consummate international diplomat and son of the soil who made Ghana proud, and he has declared a week of mourning and that all flags will fly at half staff here in Ghana for the 7 days, and that he lived a life that was well and honorably fulfilled.
And what has the reaction been like outside of Ghana?
Oh, my goodness. The current UN chief, Antonio Guterres, called Kofi Annan a guiding force for good. And the praise for Kofi Annan has been almost universal. Listen to Cyril Ramaphosa. He is the president of South Africa. And I think what he has said really encapsulates how Africans feel about Kofi Annan's contribution.
For us, it's a great loss. He was an outstanding diplomat, outstanding leader, and he was a role model for many people on the continent. We were filled with pride to see an African leader dealing with world problems and finding solutions for them.
You know, Afabia, one of the most notable moments, as you know, was when Annan received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2001. Tell us a little more about that.
Oh, there was great pride all over Africa. Although Kofi Annan didn't have an easy time all the time as Secretary General of the UN, he was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to revitalize the UN that he led for 2 terms, although it wasn't always plain sailing.
Indeed, because he clashed, for example, with the U.S. and Britain about their decision to invade Iraq in 2003. That's just one example of some turbulent moments that he faces the head of the U.N.
Kofi Annan always said that under the U.N. Charter, that decision was not legal. And I think he really felt regret that the U.S. and Britain had decided to go ahead with their allies. And he said perhaps a little more negotiation, a little more talking. And that was very much the Kofi Annan style. Have a listen.
Perhaps if we had persevered a little longer, Iraq could yet have been disarmed peacefully. Or if not, the world could have taken action to solve this problem by a collective decision, endowing it with greater legitimacy and therefore commanding wider support than is the case now.
Some people might recall that Kofi Annan faced criticism also before he was elected Secretary General, when he was head of UN peacekeeping.
Yeah, in his memoir, Kofi Annan recognized the cost of taking on the world's top diplomatic role. And he jokingly said that, you know, SG, the initials for Secretary General, also signified scapegoat. But, you know, just before he became UN Secretary General, as head of UN peacekeeping, of course, he was also special envoy to the former Yugoslavia. And these UN peacekeeping operations, two of the greatest that the UN has faced, were also, many consider, two of the UN's greatest failures during his tenure. The Rwanda genocide in 94 and the massacres in Srebrenica. And that's when he brought in responsibility to protect, a doctrine that countries have accepted, at least in principle, to head off anything that sniffs of genocide, crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, or war crimes. I think that is the legacy of those failures.
And as we see worldwide, it seems most people are praising Kofi Annan for his tenure as the UN chief overall, despite these very deep challenges that he faced.
I think that's because, as he described himself, in the past year, he was an obstinate optimist. that he was determined to find a way to get all sides together. And that's what he has been doing since he left office as UN Secretary General, for Africa, for the world. So I think Kofi Annan's legacy is globally a positive one, and people regret the passing of this international statesman, especially Ghanaians, who are saying, Kofi Annan, Aiko Kofi Annan Daye, Kofi Annan, job well done, rest well, as you truly deserve.
NPR's Africa correspondent Ofebia Quistarkton speaking to us from Ghana's capital, Accra. Thank you very much, Ofebia, for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.